rest of the story. A.S. Nico, N-I-C-O, was his name. He was general superintendent for the Genesee Pure Food Company. The company's cornerstone product was a drink made of burned sugar and roasted rye grain, very popular in its day, and Mr. Nico was the plant superintendent. Now, one morning he and his employer, Francis Woodward, were touring the facility. Mr. Woodward, by the way, was also founder of Genesee Pure Foods. They were strolling the plant, they came to the storage area, and they stopped. In momentary silence, Mr. Woodward gazed at that mountainous pile of food cases, cartons containing a certain food product, which Genesee had been trying to market for years, utterly unsuccessfully. Mr. Woodward then turned to his employee, Mr. Nico, and he said, I have a proposition for you. I'll give you everything that's in those cartons and all of the rights to the recipe for $35. The superintendent replied, No. I think first you should hear the rest of the story. That food product Mr. Woodward could not sell, had not been selling for more than half a century. It was originally concocted in 1845 by a man named Peter Cooper, philanthropist, inventor of the famous Tom Thumb locomotive. Cooper even took out a patent on the formula, but nobody wanted it. And then in 1895, a New York cough medicine manufacturer named P.B. Waite went into the packaged food business. 2 years later, he added the Cooper concoction to his line of products, but Mr. Waite had no better luck in marketing that than had its inventor. So he, Mr. Waite, sold the product to his neighbor, Francis Woodward, the founder of the Genesee Pure Food Company, sold the whole thing, rights and recipe, for $450, but Mr. Woodward could not sell it. So one day, as he's touring his plant with his general superintendent, Mr. Nico, he happened to cross the unopened, unsold, unwanted packing boxes full of Cooper concoction and the stuff that had refused to sell, and he turned to the superintendent and he offered to sell him that product and the recipe, all of it, for $35. Well, that's almost 100 years ago. Today that product is cherished among America's favorite foods. It has been enormously popular as such since the turn of the 20th century. But now you know that once upon a time, it was a total flop. And for more than five decades, it was a total flop and practically given away by Francis Woodward to an employee, A.S. Nico. A P.S. Nobody remembers what the initials A.S. stand for. Nobody recalls as much as Mr. Nico's first name. And the reason history has relegated him to the annals of the semi-anonymous is because his employer, Mr. Woodward, ended up keeping the product. And later he did market it, and successfully. And today the entire world knows Cooper's concoction by the name of Jell-O. And you've never heard of the fellow named Nico. And probably you'll never hear of him again, because when his boss offered him the rights to what would become one of the most consumed foods of the century, when he offered him the recipe and the rights and the patent for $35, the employee, Mr. Nico, turned him down. And now you know the rest of the story.